Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, inexperienced remodeler RJ, but I am getting experience right now from Miss Lottie, so... Okay, from Fantasy Key.
portfolio.
Okay. Yeah, working on my portfolio. From Fantasy Key, tentative creator, Miranda.
Tentatively.
Tentatively, always. From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, overacting chill soul, Casey.
I'm just so chill. Can't you tell?
Medicatedly chill.
Medicatedly.
Yeah, man.
Medicatedly. From Harmonia, bait snatching wanderer Adam.
Yesterday, in fact, I took the bait and I decided to post about Miranda's birthday on social media.
Oh my god!
I saw immediately. It's like you were tagged. I go, I'm not opening this.
You did. You did.
I'm sitting on this. Yeah, I saw it eventually.
I want to be very clear on this podcast, which goes on the internet in perpetuity. I knew it was Miranda's birthday hours before she was like,
Excuse me,
I'm 31 today. Why am I not being recognized?
You are the only friends who did not wish me a happy birthday.
I am busy.
What? Standing in line?
Girl, I let you wait until I was...
K-pop drama?
Yeah.
I was eating my dinner and I was like, you know what?
There's a time difference.
I'm going to say something. I wasn't going to say something until Casey said something and brought it up. And I was like, oh, she set it up. I'm going to spike it. Mm-hmm. She set me up. I'm going to spike.
Well, you know, there's just so much going on.
There's just a lot going on. And also just like, you know, I'm trying to wean off social media. I think it's a really toxic environment and I just don't really need it for myself.
Oh, I didn't know text messaging was social media.
It's just becoming,
it's all the same. It's becoming an app.
Mm-hmm.
I live for the in the here and now, in the present, in the moment, you know.
If you're not in person, like...
Who even are you?
Who are you?
Well, how was your birthday, Miranda?
Honestly, it was just another day.
Who threw it on your island?
This is... Okay. So Jace asked, he goes, so do they like do something special on your birthday? And I was like...
Let me show you.
So I swore he watched me play last year. But I log on. The day before, I set a reminder on my phone to change into my birthday outfit. And thank you, Casey, for sending me a party hat in the mail a few days prior. So I was like, that is
tiny. It's a little tiny party hat.
Tinier,
it's so
hat.
Cute.
cute.
Look, I made a hat. Anyway,
so you woke up in your new clothes.
Woke up in my clothes, and Chai was out there.
Miss Chai. Yeah,
did she have a party hat on top of her
bowl
teacup?
Of chai?
she took her cup of chai off. And my other visitors in the party were little Mr. Stitches.
He loves a party hat.
Mm-hmm. Miss Big Booty herself, Miss Big Booty Judy the Snooty.
She wouldn't miss it.
And yeah, but I will say, I got 10 cupcakes from my pinata.
Wow.
What?
I thought we only got 8.
I thought you only got 8 too. Yeah. I got 8.
Yeah.
I got 10.
Are you...
Excuse me.
I got 10 cupcakes.
Did you notice yourself like...
Well, Casey, you'll be able to double check this in about a week.
I can double check on December 1st.
Also, the fact that Adam remembers Vase's birthday.
Vase's birthday? Are you kidding me?
My good friend.
This is my best friend, Vase. You know, Vase
sends me frequent fortune cookies.
You know, Vase,
maybe if Miranda sends me frequent fortune cookies.
Yeah, maybe if you were on Pocket Camp and someone does
that. Get on Pocket Camp for that reason, for you to remember my birthday. No, so I got 10 cupcakes and I was like really excited because I was like, oh, I wonder like if there's anything new.
Maybe because of the update. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
good point.
An update to the cupcakes. A cup date.
So I got the 10 cupcakes, gave them to all 10 villagers, which was exciting. But then it was so sweet because Jace goes, can I come over?
Ooh.
And I go, yeah, he's never
I
been
really
to
thought you were
going to
be like,
before.
No.
No. So I opened my gates.
Open your gates.
little Mr. Harv comes running out with a yellow balloon. Running with a balloon. And I was like, oh. And he went and he bought 20 party poppers from Nook's Cranny and kept exploding the party poppers in my face. And then, like, we go to my villagers. And it was like, and I was texting Casey and Jill. I go, this is honestly the most thoughtful thing he's ever done.
It's fully him being like, look at me invested in your interests.
Yes. Wow. And then I was like, oh, follow me. And so we went to the Roost and we sat and we had a cup of coffee. And then I went and sat at the coffee bar myself. And it was like, oh, this coffee tastes so good. It should go with cake. I should have some cake. And then Brewster goes, cool, happy birthday.
You're crying.
It was so sweet.
That's why Miranda was bitter, because she was like, this bird wished me a happy birthday.
My pigeon barista wished me a happy birthday.
Oh my god. Oh. That's so sweet.
And then I made Jace go sit and listen to KK with me. Mm. And so he was
Did
a part
of it.
Did
you know you can clap now with KK? Just like Kevin. I had a KK concert last night and I was clapping. I was like, oh.
And you make everybody clap. All the villagers clap that are with you watching.
Yeah, when you clap, everyone claps. Some are a little delayed, cute. Just a little bit, but you know.
Kind of like in stretching, some of them aren't, you know.
Yeah.
On with you. I mean, usually it's me. Yeah.
I know.
But no, it was a sweet day.
Well, we're talking about Harv. Chives Minute. How is Harv?
Chives Minute. So much has happened since we talked
since
last.
Since we berated him for letting Al.
As we remember, Al was on his
Scammed
island.
His way.
And then he did go villager hunting for someone else, and he like brought on an alligator, but that was by choice because he was like, yeah, okay. Then he had his first campsite villager. And I go, Jace, you have to invite whoever is first.
It's a smug. Okay, hold on. It has to be
a smug.
Oh my God. Based on your reaction, is it a good smug?
We've talked about this smug on the podcast before. Mm.
Julian?
It was a gorilla.
Another
gorilla? It was hot.
Okay.
Another censored gorilla.
Another censored gorilla.
Hans is a good
Hans
one.
Yeah, and I was like, listen, of all the gorillas, fine. But the fact that I was, and I think Miss Nintendique was listening to me, and she's like, oh, you don't like my gorilla?
Well.
Here.
Here's a little something for you. At least it's Hans. At least it's the Yeti.
A abominable snowman.
Yeah, abominable snowman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could be worse.
But it's still a hot
so
mess.
So he has 10 villagers now?
No. Oh, God, no.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
Oh, God.
I mean, the first campsite villager was like a week ago, and he just got another campsite villager today, and it was June, and I love
June
her.
Is
She's
so
sweet.
Yeah.
Junie.
I was like, I told Chase, I go, you got to go build another plot so she can move in. So I think he only has 7 right now.
He's taking his time.
He really is. Because
the last 5 are just like randos, right? It's like, well, the last 4.
either.
Yeah.
The last 4 is just whenever you want to buy
whenever
a lot.
Whenever you ask people.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Wow.
Crazy.
Well, I'm glad that he's.
I feel like more is happening.
I'm glad that he's thriving. You know, he's loving it. Is he loving it?
He probably bought. He likes it, I think. Like, I come downstairs and like this morning I came downstairs to get my cup of coffee and. His little Chives was on the TV, and I was like, oh, you're playing it on the TV. Because usually he doesn't like me to watch him play because I critique him.
And then was
much.
He mad? He's like, shut up. Leave me alone.
And then he ran to his bedroom with the switch.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Slammed the door.
Jeez.
I have a question about, since we're on the kind of on the subject of first villagers, RJ posted this thing on the co-op I think saw on Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. And it's that you can go talk to Isabel and be like, fix their house back to how you want it originally. Yes. Have we verified this? Because I saw some people in the comments being like, this isn't real or something.
Yes, it is a thing. You have to have Happy Home Paradise. Jill just did it,
but her villagers are outside of their house. But she did say it changed. Did she say it changed the exterior of their house already?
The exterior's changed too?
Oh, because it's not a log cabin. I tried the reverting starter homes thing on Antonio and Ozzy because I've had them since the beginning, but they were both outside. But the outside took off their old wreaths, so I guess it worked. I can't wait to see the inside.
Oh, so they haven't been home yet for her to verify and go.
Yeah, okay. Correct. Mm. Yeah, they were out, you know, bebopping.
So we technically,
around.
As of the time of this recording, which is November 28th at 6:42 Pacific Standard Time, we do not know 100% certainty, but we're fairly positive that it does work. But you do have to have
HHA. I mean, it's an option. Yeah. It's definitely an option that you have because, I mean, that makes me kind of mad because, you know, I got rid of Bob because he didn't have his house. Right.
Yeah, his basic
now
ass.
He's on pizza. He's on Pizza Rizzo though. So he's, you know, he's
he was living in a
there,
shanty
so.
Practically.
He was. A little shed.
The log cabin. So you can get rid of their starter homes with, and I wonder if it's, Jill has done her 30 houses with Happy Home Paradise.
Oh.
So I also wonder if that's
it's like a last thing.
I do think you have to like
complete,
get all the way completed until you can start doing all of that back on your home island. Mm.
Yeah. Because I'm still working on. I'm going slow with the
Me
happy
too.
Home. I'm not rushing through them.
I probably will do like one a day, but like
one every couple of days.
One every couple of days. I got the option to build either the restaurant or the cafe. I did choose the cafe because I was like,
I started with the cafe.
I was
too.
Like, I think the restaurant is going to take a lot of time, so I want to make sure it's good and I really think about it. So I just built the cafe. Currently,
are you going to go with a themed restaurant? You're going to go with like a rainforest cafe, a Planet Hollywood, a tracks?
I might, because right now I have Frida and Zucker in the island. So I could do something really kitschy with them since they're very much
sure. An American Asian fusion.
Yeah.
Bop and grill.
Ah,
yeah.
Bop and grill.
And the when you build the restaurant, you have to also decorate. You have to decorate you have to make the kitchen. So you have two rooms you have to decorate.
Okay.
You do the dining room and the kitchen.
I haven't been to work in 2 weeks.
Lottie is right.
I put
Miranda.
In my 2 weeks. I was like, Lottie, I'm done.
Lottie said, I didn't know I hired a seasonal worker. Wow, yeah. I had no idea.
Yes, ma'am. I took Black Friday off, girl.
You know who didn't take Black Friday off? Is Timmy and Tommy.
Timmy and Tommy.
They won't shut up about it.
Timmy and Tommy will not
shut up. They don't
shut up
about it.
Hey, just so you know, we're having a sale. It's
every
by the
time
way,
we
it's
mention?
The Caitlin Riley video of her as the Gap employee. It's like, we are having a sale. Do you want me to set that up? Do you want to start a fitting room for me?
Would you like me to start a fitting room?
It's that.
No. Okay. 25% off all puffer jackets, 50% off all sweatshirts. I'll be right over here if you need me. Give me a start. That's a beautiful.
My name is Shelly. My name is Shelly if you need me. I think that they just like forgot to program it to that they just mention it once per day.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, just like on Sundays, they mention the turnips once. Like, it's so.
Also, they have the Turkey Day items. And I keep getting the hearth and the table. I'm like, I already have one of these. I only have one Turkey Day chair. Sell the chairs. I can't.
Sell the chairs.
I need
chairs.
A set.
Sell the chairs. I had the chair today.
Where are the chairs?
I didn't buy it. Ugh.
This supply chain issue is really
broken.
It's really
broken. Biden.
But also,
you know,
why did they have Turkey Day?
I feel like we're jumping around.
I know. We're just
so
crazy.
Doesn't have a supply chain. We're off the rails. You know, who doesn't have a supply chain issue is Wardell on Happy Home Paradise. I've been buying so much stuff from him that I am now a preferred member and I can order anything
I
have decorated with.
What?
It's like I have ordered enough stuff from him that he's like, you know what? You're our best customer.
You're the only customer,
so
girl.
You're the only customer. So now I can order with Pokey
fish, small
any item that I've decorated with.
Oh,
or like have not even decorated with, but have had the option to decorate with.
Wow.
So you know what I got and is the best thing that this game has ever given to me, Casey, is a claw machine, a crane game.
Oh.
Like, and there's six different variants of it.
Do any of them have aliens in the claw machine?
Yes.
Amazing.
Huge.
Why did you ask?
Because you are a person who likes the aliens in Toy Story.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Well, they're like the classic, you know, green alien with the two big eyes.
Yeah, yeah. The 90s
but
alien.
But they do have aliens. Yes, the 90s. I had 90s alien t-shirts.
My sister had 90s alien stuff.
Yeah, so now I've got claw machines everywhere. Wow. My restaurant in Happy Home Paradise is basically a Chuck E. Cheese. It's
Casey
like
Entertainment filled- Cheese,
Case and Busters.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
Casey Entertainment Cheese. That's the title of it.
So yeah, so
I think
the front
it's another
room
censored
is like-
gorilla.
The front room has Megan as like the cashier. There's little tables. There's claw machines everywhere. There's some alien stuff. And the back of the house is, you know, just a classic Chuck, back of house Chuck
classic
E. Cheese.
Classic B.O.H. Chuck.
Which we're all familiar with because as normal people, we all went back of house at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
That's where we all met, actually. We all met when we were all working back of house Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes, back of house.
Our friendship origin story. When we were all...
our meat cute.
We all reached for the same dish to load into the dishwasher. Like, oh my God.
We went to grab the half a slice of cheese pizza that was left and we were starving because they don't
feed
us. Our
movie was called Cheeseless in Chuckies.
Oh no.
Stupid. That was dumb.
Boo.
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 Go watch Everything is Copy on HBO Max. It's the Nora Ephron documentary.
But yeah, I'm very well, that's exciting. I'm glad your restaurant and cafe is booming. I love my cafe.
Yeah, and that I can order whatever I want. No supply chain issues.
I
got it all.
I made the realization that like, because I haven't, the only people I've invited from my island are Zucker and Frida. But when they asked me to build the school, that's when I was like, oh, that's why I need to be bringing people in from my village, my villagers, so that they can work in the facilities that I want. So that's why I was like, oh no, I need to bring Meringue in next because Meringue needs to own the cafe. There's no other.
She
there's
needs
no
to. Option. Yeah. Yeah.
So I haven't gotten very far. I have built the school. Mm-hmm.
And you did Judy, right?
Yes, she was my teacher. But so if I continue to bring them, I have to build their homes, my own villagers, in order for them to start working, or can I just invite them?
Yeah, you have to invite them and then build them a home.
Yeah, I think they have to be.
They have to have a work visa.
Now let's talk about let's talk about the villagers that just wander in looking for homes, because I've had some really bad choices that I'm like,
yeah,
I don't want you. I don't want to build Frobert a vacation home.
Famously, there are no bad villagers except for the villagers that are bad. You know what I
mean? Yes, that is correct.
There's no bad villagers, but there are bad villager ideas. I don't want to build
Lionel's
house of toilets.
Father, the son, and the house of toilets.
House of toilets.
I don't consider myself an ethical person.
Our name, sweetie. Toilet.
We watched House of Gucci last night.
You did? Oh my God.
It's bad.
Who would? Oh, is it really?
And it's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's 2:37.
Where are? Bring me back a 90-minute movie, and
thanks,
I'll start
honey,
watching the movie.
Disney mm-hmm. Channel original movie.
Length.
Had it right.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Bring me back that 56-minute Hercules. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever. 73 minutes.
Give me my 43-minute Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Just long enough that it made it past short length into feature length.
Absolutely.
Incredible.
There's like even like a category, I think, on like Netflix, and it was literally like 90-minute rom-coms. I'm like, well, here we go.
Yes. This is it.
This is what I need.
But yeah, I did have some good ones. I recently had Drago, so I made him like a full...
He's a dragon.
Adam just realized that he was
the
dragon.
I've had Drago.
He's a
fantasy.
Dragon.
I had Drago.
He was
a lazy dragon.
A lazy dragon.
Aren't they all? My God. My God.
Look at that dragon right behind Casey.
Look at that.
Lazy ass figment. That dragon in Shang-Chi wasn't lazy. She was going orf.
No. Ooh, I watched that. Ooh,
I still need to watch
good.
That.
That's good. It's a good Marvel.
He's so hot.
A Marvel.
Oh my gosh. He's so cute.
I watched
his adorable in Selling Sunset.
He's in the season of Selling Sunset.
Mama, I sent you three a photo of him and I said, Simu, come through.
I don't know what that means.
Those aren't words.
That's his name.
He's in the new season. He's buying a house in the new season.
Yes, there's a photo. I sent y'all a photo of him and Chrishell.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
I will be honest. I don't watch that show, so I would not.
It was midnight, so Miranda was.
You know, dead to the world.
You know.
But the boys were on
specific time.
LA time.
Specific time.
Oh, I see it right now.
Oh yeah. Come on, Simu.
Oh my God. Chrishell. Look at his arms.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna say it. I love Chrishell. I'm Chrishell Hive.
Not Christine.
Oh, I'm Team Chrishell. I'm Chrishell Hive.
I did not see this. This was at 1:10 in the morning.
That is a time when no one should be alive. I want to watch Selling Tampa.
I
will watch Selling Tampa.
Listeners, if you're interested, we will be creating a Selling Tampa podcast. Resident Services in Tampa.
Tampa time.
Tampa minutes.
Oh my God.
So some of the villagers, I will say, once you build the cafe, you can now walk into the cafe and there are even more villagers in there that are looking for vacation homes.
That. Okay, because I hadn't played since after building it, so I didn't know I could ask them, but in there, Miss Diva was in there, so I could make
Wearing that wig.
Is the hospital before or after the cafe?
It's after.
Yeah.
Okay. So the cafe is next for me after
there
the
school. There are other buildings. Yes. So there's more than those facilities, right? Will there be more? Or is that it? What are those other buildings?
I don't know. Because it's...
There's a DMV. There's a DMV that you have to build.
No. It's school, cafe, restaurant, hospital. And then the final one is going to be a retail store.
Wow.
Yeah, and we don't get you inside.
Gotta get you guys started in the fitting room. My name's Shelly.
And we buy 150% off on sweaters today. My name's Shelly.
That's great with your eyes.
I want us all to finish it maybe before we talk about like the finale of Happy Home.
Yeah.
Because it is like
I saw a video on Twitter and I will not be spoiling until we all get there.
Yeah.
Have you gotten there yet?
Okay. I haven't, but Jill has. And I saw it when Miranda was here and I was like, oh my gosh, Jill's going to love this.
Well, I'm very excited for that. I haven't had much luck, like I said, with the villagers. So now that the facilities are in, I'm excited to, hopefully bring in some more because I want last one was Petrie, so I was very excited for that, but I want the new girls. I want to see the new girls.
Petrie.
I have Petrie. I made Petrie a house. I made Ione a house. And like I was kind of Ione like wanted she wanted like a fancy house, which I guess if it is her
vacation,
like, you know, yeah, vacation
Petrie,
home.
Petrie wanted like a tea room.
She wanted
so I was like, okay, this makes sense because every
tea
day service. She's in the labs, you know,
she wants to, de-stress.
She wants to de-stress,
calm
not
down.
Think about cells.
She needs some chamomile tea.
She's like, Omicron
some
wave is coming.
Sandwiches.
I need.
We don't need any Thanksgiving conversation on this podcast.
Speaking of that, happy Turkey Day.
Happy Franklin Day.
Can I just say, this is the first time I completed all four enhancements.
Wow. It was much easier. Oh, enhancements.
The enhancements.
Oh, I didn't even bother with the
it
enhancements.
It took me forever to get a Dungeness crab. And Zucker, I was literally swimming all day and I could not get one.
We had time because we were on two flights.
Yes, this
so we had
our
plenty
flight
of time
day.
To do that.
So I
was that the enhancement?
Yes, this was the enhancement.
Yeah, it's the
Dungeness crab. And I could not, and I was like, oh, I should go check and see what time they appear. I still didn't even have it on my Critterpedia.
I never even caught one. So did you dive for it or did you get it from one of your villagers?
I kept diving and got a snow crab, a king crab. Literally
King Crab Crunch.
Filling that
every other crab, and I was, and I realized they were all my first time catching them. I was like, have I just not been doing this? I guess I haven't.
You gotta swim.
And even when I was fishing, I caught fish that I had never caught before. I caught a blowfish.
Like a sea bass.
Have you ever caught one of those? I caught a blowfish. I caught a blowfish for the first time. I was like, really?
What?
This is.
You gave up on fishing at some
Brad
point.
Garrett? You gave up.
I did. Shark bait. Ooh-ah-ah, honey. Ooh-ah-ah. But you know what?
That's only from Randa.
It was. That was for
I was
me.
Like,
thank
I
you.
Gave up on this. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start doing tit for tat, let's say, with my villagers. And if I give them an ingredient, they'll give me one. And Ms. Zucker came through and said, I got you a Dungeness crab. So I was like, oh, thank you. So I there enhanced all.
That's what, yeah. That's what I was doing too with, or that's how I got my Dungeness crab is I went to one of their houses and they were like, can you give me a horse mackerel? I was like, here you go.
They all want horse
mackerels. They all want horse mackerels. And I've never, horse mackerels disappear when you are looking for a horse mackerel.
They are the
I could not find any fish. Mm. I could not, like, all the fish were hiding from me
All the fish were big. I could not find the small fish. I couldn't find a horse mackerel.
No small fries.
No small fries. No small fries challenge.
Yeah. Large fries only. McDonald's.
Well, yeah, when you're at McDonald's, you get the large
fry. Absolutely.
But did you guys enjoy turkey? I felt like I enjoyed Turkey Day a lot more this year.
I felt like it was easier this year.
It was so I didn't even have to swim for anything.
I just
like, none of my four recipes had to swim.
Oh, the villagers just gave them to you?
No, I didn't have any of my recipes require anything from the under the sea.
I did notice playing on Pizza Rizzo, the recipes changed a little bit.
Were the recipes?
Really? The fish changed. Yeah. So like on one, it was like I needed flour and like a fish. And on the other, I needed flour and a different
kind of
fish.
But did you get the Turkey Day recipes after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because since I did all four, he gave them to me.
Oh.
And I made sure of it because I went to Nook's Cranny to buy the DIYs that they had for sale. And they were like, it looks like you know all of these recipes. Yeah.
Yes, I clicked.
But I played at the same time Jace was playing on Chives. And he had our first like two recipes were the same, but then the rest were different. Like he had to go swimming for his. But he doesn't have like farming yet. So he doesn't have any vegetables.
Like the pumpkins and the potato. I think the potato was the only one that I needed that wasn't the pumpkin.
I had a flour. Did you guys have to have flour?
I have flour too for the grit. I don't know.
But I had to have a potato.
Potato. Lion.
I'm a potato.
Potato. Lion. I want to talk about truly the best, and I mean the best update from Nintendo in 2.0, which is this island newspaper. I have been reading as if like reading truly like the New York Times every morning.
This is the Washington Post.
This is the Washington Post. This is journalism and speak. It's so good. It's so funny.
And so if anyone is wondering, you need to have the Nintendo Switch Online app on your phone. And then you'll log into your account, your Nintendo Online account onto your phone, and so then it'll show you the games that you have. So then you'll click on Animal Crossing, and there is this Nook Link app, which is amazing. It will let you, like, let's just kind of go through it really quickly. You can check your passport, you can see your best friends, you can see which reactions you've learned, you can check your catalog. So if you're wondering, do I have this?
Yeah.
instead of having to go to your game, you can just go in here and search. Then there's a little thing called Nook Point, and you can you click it every day to get points. Some days you get double or triple points.
I got four times one day.
I've never gotten a four.
What?
Yeah.
But you redeem these for special items. So like, for example, you can just get like toilet paper, Nook Ink toilet
branded
paper.
Branded toilet paper, absolutely.
Tom Nook's photo.
Tom Nook's photo, a balloon, like a Mylar balloon of like
the like bell icon,
the leaf symbol. And there's like a purse that looks like the leaf. There's a door plate. There's a lovely sweater. There's like the carrying case for your Switch. These are all items that are in the game. So they will be delivered to your mailbox after you redeem them. So you can also get Isabel's photo, Timmy and Tommy's photo, and Nook's photo. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Their framed photograph. So you need to get on there. But yeah, the best part is the island newspaper that is new.
It's so cute.
It's spilling tea.
I terraformed one day and it was major road construction. Large scale road construction has shifted local commutes. Zucker looks forward to taking even more walks now. It's so
and
cute.
It tells you the price of turnips, right?
Yes. There is a turnip tracker.
Really cool.
Yeah. Automatically does it.
So it like updates like the next day. So the morning of, you can say, wait, what were my prices yesterday? Yes. So I can kind of see the
trend.
I did check. So when I do check it in the morning, it does show that day's turnip, like before it
does. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So you can kind of check it in before you open your game.
Open your game.
Yeah, but the
open your game.
Open your game. The gossip that they have in here is just like so good.
Let me see if I can find. There were some good ones that I was taking pictures of. Let's see.
Local tarantula caught. Miranda looked quite bug smug at the time of this report.
Amazing. They did a cover story when I did my 10th home in Happy Home Paradise.
Oh,
because they threw me a little party and it was so sweet.
They threw
me a little pizza party.
Oh my god. I need to go to work.
They're like, hey,
I need to go to work.
A little party. And then they did a cover story. Party held to celebrate 10 new homes. Reports say that folks can't believe RJ is new on the scene. I did Pinky asked to leave, and so there was a cover story, and it said, fond farewell. Pinky has decided to move away from Iloilo. We wish her greener pastures and bigger ears of corn. Miranda, thank you for writing that, by the way.
Yep.
My island newspaper this past Monday had a big picture on the front, and it said, BTS wins Artist of the Year at American Music Awards. Which was like kind of crazy that they really pulled in
my real life interests. KK was caught dead.
Isabel is army, and say that.
Period. I wonder if you can. I think if you open yours, it has.
It'll be like, Adam has not been seen on the island in months.
Missing.
We are worried about his whereabouts.
Missing. If found, local boy missing. If found, please call Tom Nuke. But yeah, I just wanted to.
My favorite part is whenever they like, it's like trash sold for cash. A series of unwanted items was recently sold for over 49,800 bells. Other residents were seen rushing home to evaluate their own stored items. Like the thought of just imagining like all of my villagers reading this and being like, I gotta go sell some stuff. What's
amazing.
This about, I think it went away.
Oh, I deleted it.
About selling fruit?
Yeah. Okay. When I went
to help Jason sell some
money. No, did I not know that one piece of unlocal fruit is 500 bells?
Yeah, girl.
Sis,
whatever fruit is
not
is
native.
Not, is not native on your island, you can sell to Tom Nook in your island for dollar bills.
Like, I remember
it being
more than your native fruit. But when I was villager hunting for Jace, he had a non-native fruit island, and I went and, like, had a pocket full of fruit, and I went and he got, like, 40,000 bells, and I was like, wait a minute, how much are these pieces of fruit? I did not know it was 500 for one little apple on a...
Please don't refer to me and RJ as pieces of fruit, okay? I think it's very gauche of you to say that.
Well,
it's a shoe fit.
I'm a weekend ally.
And that's the DDD Audi minute.
It is the weekend, I guess.
Well. Have you gotten to the part in Happy Home Paradise where you can have roommates?
And they were roommates?
Not yet.
And they were roommates.
And they were roommates. And you know who strolled in asking for a roommate?
Who?
Miss Judy.
She doesn't seem like the type for a roommate.
And she even said that. She was like, she like rolled in and she was like, you know, I wasn't so sure about this whole roommate thing.
In this economy.
I mean, I think if you found the right person, or, you know, I don't think she said person, but I think we might get along. And so that's when I had to set out and find her a roommate. And so I could look either on my beach, in my cafe, in the restaurant, or I could scan an amiibo. And Miss Mama, I got lots of amiibos, which I want to talk about. I want to talk about them when we're on Twitch.
We got to talk about
it on Twitch. So we'll do it whenever we do a Twitch stream.
It's a visual media. It needs to be seen.
It's a visual media. But I have every amiibo from the new Series 5. Uh-huh. So you know... that whenever I saw she didn't be roommates with Judy. Are they going to tear each other apart?
Absolutely.
Yes. Both type A,
yeah. But like peppy and snooty. So just like opposite snooty versions of type A. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I made them like a little sitting area in the middle, and then they each have their own little separate rooms, but they are like almost identical to each other, just like different styles of furniture. Because I needed to them be for them to be like kind
so
of
you made them a dorm,
because, yeah,
a dorm, yes, basically.
Yeah, yeah, it's the suite style. So sure. Yeah, you share the shared living, but then
separate like sleeping
private quarters.
Yeah. It's giving me. Do you remember What I Like About You? That sitcom with Jenny Garth and Amanda
with
Bynes.
Amanda.
It's giving me that.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like, oh, LOL, we have to be roommates as adult sisters.
it's very that. So
she's doing okay.
I'm hoping things are going well there.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Adam said he hoped Amanda Bynes was doing okay. And I said, I don't think she is.
But you know who's doing good?
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. She just got engaged.
Betrothed.
She's going to be in a Netflix movie.
She's going to be in a Netflix movie.
We can't
Paris
wait.
Is married.
Casey, we'll have to be Lohan's together to watch that one.
Brittany's free.
Brittany is free.
Judy's got a roommate. It's Kim K's
Kim
turn.
Kim K's
with
sitting
Pete
on Pete. Yeah. You know, it's going great. Like on his lap. They're just hanging out. They were roommates.
Sure. Anyway, so Shino and Judy
are.
I hope that goes okay.
Yeah, we may hear about it in the next edition of the Island newspaper.
Roommates turned murder
only murders on the island.
Only murders in the island.
Arsons. Arson inspection on Happy Home Paradise.
So good. All right.
Who's got a new villager?
I do. Since Pinky left, I was villager hunting, and I was like, okay, I'm going to only pick either my food dreamy or a snooty because I don't have one, or a cranky because I don't have one. And then Miss Gladys came along, and Gladys is the like Japanese crane one. Mm-hmm. And I was
white
like,
with like a red top.
Yes. And the thing was the open spot was Pinky's old house, which is next to Genji's house, which is right now like the Zen garden area. So it's got like bamboos. And I was like, ugh, I think Genji and Gladys will be like a perfect, it just fit well. Mm. And then Gladys and Genji have the same shirt. Like they have the same default shirt.
Oh.
So I was like, ugh, it's meant to be. So I'm
Genji
back-
and Gladys. Because they're both kind of Japanese inspired. So just like separate but equal.
So now I'm back to three suites. So that was the only downfall. But I mean Goldie's gotta go soon. Goldie and Perry. Girl, she just wants to go.
Your internship is up.
Season two, girl. Time to go.
Season two's
coming out.
She
soon.
Is.
Yeah.
I never even saw the first one, Golden Paris.
Oh, you gotta.
We watched.
You'll have it. Download it for the way home.
We watched these two videos. I don't remember what channel it was that did it, but this channel put out these two videos that ranked all of the Animal Crossing villagers. There was one that ranked them in terms of their fighting ability, and one that ranked them in terms of were they
the most edible.
The most edible in case you ended up in a post-apocalyptic island situation where you have to turn on each other and eat each other. That one wasn't for Miranda because it involved thinking about animals as food. But the fighting one was really funny because he had kind of like a score way that they like thought about it, where there was like, do they have like natural defenses? Like, what's the robot? Ribot? Ribot is like made of metal, so he has like higher defense. So, and then there was just like, do they look really scary? Like, do they have like an angry face or something? So then they get like higher because they're more intimidating. It was like, it was kind of like a fun, stupid little video,
but it was super well made.
It was very well made.
This is so intense.
Yeah. We actually,
I mean, it's no defense.
Okay,
minute. We have a star in our midst today.
We have a star
of the defunct land.
The 1 million viewed Fast Pass Defunct Land video on YouTube.
Is it 1 million views already?
Yes, it hit 1 million today.
Yes,
they posted. He was like, "This is insane! Thank you so much."
Miranda, I watched it twice.
Yeah, we watched it twice. Miranda, as the star of Fast Pass Defunct Land, I don't remember the full title.
How does it feel?
What would you like to say that our fans?
I will say this is the second video that I have, another person has used either a photo or a video of me in their video talking about something else. Another one was a very popular YouTuber. I don't even know her name, but a lot of people
do. Yeah, she was like doing,
talking about
Disney Bound. Yeah.
And then use the photo of me Disney bounding. That one I actually had people being like, Miranda, you're in this. But Casey and you were the only ones
I think it's because this is like peak theme park, like industrial engineer geek.
This is nerdy.
This is nerdy. Like, I want to understand.
Not the aesthetic part of theme park.
Like, the anthropology of how people behave in a theme park, which is so... I think that's our game.
Different than my audience.
It's different than Miranda's audience. But it was interesting just to watch it and be like, Adam was saying, like, it felt justified. Like, these were all the thoughts that I had while I was working there. And I'm glad that I saw it and be like, wow, no, yeah, those were actual problems.
Yeah. And like, in the funny thing is that, so I was watching it with Chris and, one, we were watching it and I was about to say, that's so funny, Miranda makes videos like this, when they started showing these videos of people.
Yeah, and she
and then she popped up on the screen and we both yelled.
In this exact room.
No.
No, it was her. It was her Chicago.
It was my first Des Moines apartment when I first moved back to Iowa.
Oh, okay.
My apartment. Yeah, it was my second YouTube video ever.
Yeah, there wasn't much on the wall.
She wasn't even a married person then.
Yeah. I think I was married.
She was, yeah. Yeah. So I think you had the Magic Kingdom print that we had given you. Yeah, that one.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it was, and she was very, and you were just very poised and
so
like
proper.
It was like you were like, you know, it was like you had your facts and you wanted to make sure you got them all right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you weren't even talking. You were like,
I think it was smart to use you. I think the clips he used were smart because it really exemplified the idea of being like, you had to learn so much in order to. How to do this application.
And like, and Chris, who has never used FastPass, was like, I've like learned so much. Like, the fact that, like, the reason that I'd heard from so many people that the system is great, it's because those people benefited from the system because they knew the system. Yeah. But then there is a whole other population that have no idea how to use the system because you have to have all of this stupid knowledge. Like, we have, like,
or you have to hire a travel agent. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and having also being a travel agent now in the world of Genie Plus, nightmare. Ugh. Nightmare fuel.
I just thought that the video did a really good job of like describing everything as very palatable. Shapeland obviously was like such a great way to visualize everything. The reveal. Oh my god, the reveal.
We recommend. This was the DD Deep Minute.
This was the DD Deep Minute. If you're interested in Disney stuff, watch the nerdy stuff. Defunctland Fast Pass video. Mm-hmm. And you fall in line of like, were you the people who were like, yeah, this sucked? Or,
but I remember even when I first, the first couple of years I moved down there, I always was like, well, all these people just don't do their research before they come, so it's their fault for not going. And then by the time I like left the company, I was like, It really shouldn't be this difficult to like enjoy your time at a theme park.
Yeah. Why am I working twice as hard in order to have a good time? Like a
in order to have a time.
In order to like have a vacation.
And it was to have a shot at
it was always
the
people who were like, oh, we're here every 6 months or we're here every like once a year and we know the system better. And I'm like, so then you don't need to ride these rides. Like you've been on them.
Yeah. And I think this, I feel like Disney Fast Pass is the reason that I'm scared to like travel to like other places. Cause I'm like, what do I not know?
That's true. Exactly. You know? Now you're like, what should I have reserved 70 days ago?
Yeah.
Well, that was the DDD minutes.
I should probably watch it.
It is really good.
Honestly, you and Harp.
I think Jace would like it.
I've watched Defunctland videos before. I enjoy their videos.
Yeah. What was the last one that we just watched before that?
You just watched
the Magic Mountain.
I just watched the Green Lantern coaster at Magic Mountain. I watched that one recently, but that one's older.
You and Harp would like it. It would be a good one. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to go to our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
I'll go.
Okay.
Great.
Casey, this is your town hall, and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, with the new update, we have new chores to do every day. I find myself having to do all of these things. One, I'm trying to get double and triple and five times points on things so that I have plenty of Nook Miles. I mean, okay, I got a lot of Nook Miles, but you know what I mean. But you know what is supposed to be like a fun daily task, but to me is a chore, is going to get my cup of coffee from Brewster. I don't got time to climb up the hill and go into the cafe and sit down and have a cup of coffee. I've got things to do, but you know what? I need that at visit 51. I need that Brewster gyroid. So here I am. I've missed a lot of days, but I'm going back and I'm getting there. I just got my coffee beans. So it's a slow, steady, but I hate this.
Oh my
chore.
God. That's 1 minute. Casey, you are wrong. The point of Brewster is that you take the time.
It's a meditation.
It's a meditation. It's a ritual. It's a time for you to reflect, slow down.
It's a chore. Yeah. It's a chore,
Brewster
Mama.
Served Diet Dr. Pepper.
I would be there. I would have a warp pipe.
You would make time.
In the cafe. In the cafe, you would be ordering the Casey meal, which is 2 Diet Dr. Peppers. So you can put one in the fridge.
You put one in the fridge.
That's so stupid. You just got the coffee beans. I think I just got cup on saucer, which is
I got the coffee plant.
You did? Oh, I saw on Twitter that he was giving that.
It is real
Arabica.
Arabiata. Yeah, I'm way behind.
It's a time to.
That is one thing I do.
It's a time to reflect and to slow down.
It's a time, you know, make a ritual out of something you
don't
enjoy.
I will say, I have not had an NPC or a villager in there. Like the
really.
So I don't know. Is it like if it's a specific time that they'll come?
Daisy May was in there at 12:30. She got done.
She gets off and she's like, I'm getting coffee.
She's like, I'm getting my cooking.
Amazing.
I'm getting my cookies.
And these cookies, Sasha.
And then she's in there. Okay, so get this, RJ. You're going to be mad because this is what. She's in there eating her cookie with her snot rolling out of her nose.
Honestly.
Brewster's sitting there trying to rub it.
Brewster,
you know,
polish it.
I didn't say, I assumed it's like you're not allowed to go in unless you show vaccination, right? That's why she's.
I hope so. Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
Then as we're sitting there, Blathers walks in, is like, it's such a busy day. I've got to get my coffee to go. He walks in, grabs his coffee, says something to us, and then I better get back out front and leaves.
So it is proven that they can walk in.
they can stroll
yes,
in.
Isabel just strolled like in
double,
one time.
This is double NPC because Daisy was in there.
Yeah,
and I didn't invite
crazy.
Daisy. She was just there.
I didn't invite her.
I didn't invite that little thing.
I'm trying to remember the last. I don't remember who my last NPC was. I think it was a villager. I think it was Ketchup, actually. Wow.
I literally was outside with Queenie and she was going the other direction. And then I get into the cafe and it's like she flew there or something because she was in there. I was like, girl, you were
also
not.
Also the gall.
There's no way you
she
beat
me in. She
has a
warp pipe.
Here.
You don't know? She's you don't good. Know about Queenie's warp pipe into the cafe?
Also the.
Well, she is a bird.
She's a bird. A flightless bird, but a bird nonetheless.
Flights of wonder, fancy bird.
The gall of Blathers being like, wow, what a busy day. So he got a coffee to go. And then you go outside and he's back sleeping.
Sleeping.
Sleeping. Because it's 12:30.
It's a decaffeinated coffee.
It's decaffeinated. The secret is it's decaffeinated.
They do if it's High Point.
Oh my God.
High Point coffee. It's decaffeinated.
Okay. I would like to go.
Okay. Adam, this is
holding
your
down the
hall.
Pocket camp fort.
And your time starts now.
Attention villagers, please ask me for lychee berries. No one ever wants them. I have 67 and you don't ever want them and I just don't want to sell them. Just ask me for them. They're so stupid. Stop wanting apples. Stop wanting peaches. Stop wanting pears. Stop wanting anything but lychee berries. I don't want you to ask me for certain fish. I don't want you to ask me for certain bugs. I want you to only want lychee berries. In fact, why do two trees hold lychee berries? Why? Of all the fruits, the ones they ask for apples a lot and they ask for peaches a lot, and those also have two trees. So fine. Why lychee berries? Something that they literally never ask me for. I hate you, lychee buddy.
That's 1 minute. Do the trees change? Because I don't have a lychee tree.
No.
RJ, you have two lychee trees.
You do?
I do?
Yes, RJ, play your game.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. No, you don't. Wait, hold on.
I have a grape tree.
Do you mean grape trees?
Mama, do you mean
I don't have grape trees.
Wait, do grapes grow on trees?
I get grapes.
You have.
Yes, I have those. That's the lychees.
Okay.
What?
I don't have grapes.
I only get grapes from villagers when I like fulfill requests.
I think I only get lychees from market boxes.
I only get lychees from market boxes and they sell for $600 on my island.
That explains why I never
get grapes.
Because neither of them are ever like requested, basically.
Wow.
Yeah. They never ask for grapes, really. But you have two grape trees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I've got two grape trees. The bottom in the big in the one with like five trees.
It's the bottom left.
Yeah.
And then in the one with the waterfall, it's in the back.
I wonder if it's switched to lychee for you because you started the game later than we did. Maybe it's just random.
You know, I did just look it up and there are some that it's like new local produce. And so some people have lemon trees. Also,
whoa, I think I've
because
seen
there
those.
Is someone there's someone on my who's in my friends list on Pocket Camp and they're always selling lemons. And I'm like, how do they have so many lemons? Because I always buy them from them because they sell them for like 100 and I can sell them on my, mm-hmm. you know, Pocket Camp for sure. 600. So I always buy them. So do your lychees sell for what do they sell for? 10?
Probably
or 600 because if I get lychees, they sell for 600 on my island.
I'd have to look, whoa. And I'm not going to look right now, but I think they sell for 10. Because I know the grapes sell for 600, and then the golden grapes sell for 3,000. The perfect grapes sell for 3,000.
Then yes, then it's...
So
your
that's the
grapes
thing
is lychee.
So if you buy grapes from me, if I start putting grapes in mine, you'll be able to sell them for 600.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. And then you should start selling, putting
my lychee.
Put your lychees in your boxes so that Casey and I can sell.
I want a lemon tree because I'd love to make some fresh limoncello right off the orchard.
Would be 100% making State Fair lemonade because that is his favorite thing in the world.
It's my favorite. That and kettle corn.
Kettle corn. Okay, I can go.
RJ, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers. You know, I've been wondering for the past couple of days why there are so many flowers in my island. There are so many flowers. And I'm like, that's weird. There's no rain. It's been dry. So why are there new flowers sprouting around?
Oh, no.
You villagers
because
are watering the flowers.
RJ, you put beautification ordinance. So you are a dummy. You are an absolute dummy. You think people are picking up weeds? No, because there are still weeds that I'm picking up. They are focused on watering your flowers. And here I am thinking that it was, oh, the wind. The wind is pollinating the flowers.
The bees.
Because the it was like, oh, yeah, the fall leaves are falling. So I'm like, oh.
Local hummingbirds are visiting.
It must be the, like the rain. No, RJ, you're an idiot. Turn off your ordinance.
That's 1 minute.
I would literally, was like, there are so many flowers. What is going on? Is it is the fall wind pollinating all of my flowers? No, girl. Meringue is working on diligently watering every flower in your island. Oh my god.
Like, oh, I just have the night owl ordinance so that
lazy stay up.
And the Nook Shopping stays open an hour longer, and so
that.
the girls, the tailors.
The girls.
And I'm the early bird ordinance, so each of the shops open an hour earlier than normal.
I literally thought the flowers were self-pollinating, and I was like,
"That's so funny!"
Losing my mind. Also, like, because there are certain areas where I have custom paths, but then there aren't, so they're like starting to creep in, and I run through flowers every single time I leave my house. I'm like, "Okay, what is going on?
What is happening?"
Miranda,
okay,
this is your town hall, and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, thank you so much for just everybody being so lovely on my birthday morning. It was such a nice day, in addition to the first snowfall of the season, and we hear the little sleigh bells in the background music, and everybody was wishing me a happy birthday. Everyone, except you, Captain. Captain, you're on my island. You know it's my birthday. I am wearing my birthday hat, my birthday glasses, my birthday outfit, and then you take me to some boring island on my birthday? There's nothing there? That is a scam. Like, you have the easiest job, the easiest way to make magic on birthdays, and you chose chaos.
This is chaos magic. And that's 1 minute. Yeah, that's true. Miranda is walking around with her birthday button, and Cap'n's like, okay, cool. You wanna?
Yes. It's my birthday.
And he just says nothing.
Wish me happy birthday.
No free.
So he was like, great. So gyro and frags?
Gyro and frags.
Great.
Here
we
go. 1,000 bells. Not even a free, not even a free churro. Not even a pretzel.
Nothing.
A cookie. Yeah.
Disappointing.
A Mickey sticker.
A Go-Bert.
Not a straw. Not nothing.
I was originally going to do Cap'n because I also got so mad. There was literally nothing in the last island.
Did you guys watch that video that I sent in the group?
I did.
It was like a data mined breakdown of the exact rates at which you will go and visit certain Cap'n islands.
Mm-hmm. So I did not watch that. Though apparently somebody said if you go visit Katrina before every Cap'n visit, it is a 75% chance that you're going to get a good fortune.
Yeah.
Which will then increase the likelihood of you getting a better island.
I did see. I know there is a list of like what each of her fortunes mean and what the good fortunes, depending on what she says, like what basically like status enhancement you get that day.
So here's the deal with Katrina's fortunes. If Katrina gives you a bad fortune, it really sucks on Cap'n, because basically the computer, when it chooses where it's going to send you, it rolls a dice, so to speak. And so either you're going to get a normal island, which is like the fragments or the full gyroids or the fruit or the like weird farm plants or the vines, or you're going to get a not normal island, which is like the seasonal islands. There's like the star fragment islands, like stuff like that. So it first rolls the dice on that. And obviously it's weighted to get a normal island. And then if you get a normal island, it's weighted more toward like the fragments and then the farm and then the vines and then the full gyroids. If you go to Katrina and you get the bad fortune, if you roll and you still get seasonal, it'll just bump you over to a normal island, like no matter what. Even if you
pay for the fortune to be reversed.
If you pay for the fortune to be reversed, then it's taken care of. But if you have the bad fortune, then it's bad. But if you have a good fortune, the only thing it does is that if you haven't played the game for a full calendar year and you get one of the seasonal islands that you shouldn't have unlocked yet because you haven't been playing, you'll still be able to visit it because you have the good fortune. But other than that, it doesn't really do anything.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So at this point, for you guys, I mean, like, technically, I think I'm about to hit my year shortly. Mm-hmm. But for you guys, a good fortune wouldn't really help you in captain terms. It's all just really probability.
Gotcha. Yeah. Good to know.
Also, okay, I have a really quick thing about Cap'n. This fool takes nook miles from us, but like, I have to send them to him through I get my phone out to send them to him. So this fool is doing crypto.
He's NFT. Like,
he's NFT. He's NFT.
He's crypto.
He's Dogecoin.
Dogecoin.
Absolutely. This fool should be asking us for cash because he's got this old boat.
A dinghy.
It is a dinghy.
And he's sitting there just on this boat.
It's
all
a dang
day.
Dinghy.
So now he's like, oh yeah, send me some nook miles.
Tap here. Here's like, my square. Just tap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like how are we doing this? Like this I should be handing real. You a wad of cash. Yeah. Like
send me stonks.
Stonks.
Send me stonks, please.
He's absolutely NFT.
That's why he doesn't have a freaking job other than this. Sits on my island all day
mining. Oh, I'm not even going to get with mining when I returned to Pocket Camp this week and asked my friends for help on gyroids and then took a little plane trip. And when I landed in my plane, it said, you're ready to collect your wood. Like, no, girl. Not this.
I just finished I'm like not even going to get the final thing because I'm building the last thing I needed for the gyroids. And it won't be ready for 18 hours.
Adam and I also watched a compilation on YouTube of just like the new Animal Crossing New Horizons gyroids. There are some crazy gyroids.
There are some monkey gyroids.
I like the one that's like boxing. Cookie. That's just like.
Yeah, he's like stamping the ground.
I like the one that's just literally like has just two arms and it's just like waving.
There's one that's like a giant, like he's almost like a tambourine. So he just like spins like this and it's like.
Yes. Yeah. And their names kind of sound what like doing. Whatever they're doing.
I saw a YouTube video like where it was somebody had filled an entire, they had like basically gone
every fillable space.
Their house and put like cleared the room and put a gyroid in every space and on the walls and like then sat in the middle of the room and they had bubblegum KK playing and they were like the caption was I've been sitting here for an hour because all the gyroids are just like absolutely living
their lives.
Losing their minds
if they have minds.
Jive and Jill gyroids. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening, everyone. We do have a new review.
This computer's about to die.
Oh, no, I charge it. This one is from Patrick. He says, makes me smile when I need to the most. I want to personally thank Adam, RJ, Casey, and Miranda. I've been going through a pretty rough patch in my life right now, and the hosts on Resident Services give me a reason to smile and laugh every time I turn on an episode. I feel as though I'm sitting in a room with friends discussing what zany things our villagers have done since last we saw each other. I love the analysis of villager personalities and the random off-topic talks about Disney. Well, you know, someone has to enjoy them, so thank you. The last few days listening have been so great. It helps me pass time at my boring job, and I'm sure when they see me on camera, bust into a bull felly laugh, they probably think I'm crazy. So thank you so much, you guys. I look forward to more episodes.
You just said bull felly laugh.
Bull felly laugh.
Bull belly laugh.
Bull felly laugh title of episode. Bull felly laugh. Well, thank you, Patrick. That's
thank
very
you,
sweet.
Patrick.
We'll send you a sticker. Thank you so much for writing a review. Next episode might be on Twitch, so make sure you tune in. Join us on the Resident Services Co-op or follow us on twitch.tv/residencepod.
Starring T and Tamara Mowry, it's going to be Resident Services doing Twitches.
Twitches too. Thank you, as always, Miranda, Casey, Adam, for joining me today.
My pleasure. Happy birthday, Miranda.
Sure. Shut up. But more importantly, happy birthday, Vase.
Happy birthday, Vase.
And it's important to always remember December 1st.
December 1st.
Because we're going to BTS that day.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, listeners, please.
Letting Vase know happy birthday on December 1st. I'm going to let you know.
Please,
right,
everyone,
now.
Check in on Adam after December 1st because I'm assuming his soul would have exhumed depression from his body.
Yeah. Yes. In the show comments on the co-op on Thursday,
we'll chat and see if Adam
leave
is
well
alive.
Wishes,
yeah, or if he is fully devolved
for the carcass that is my
into a rock,
my husk of a body.
This is Resident Services signing off.
Feed on your permission and then.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on facebook.com/group/Resident Services Co-op. And we're also on Discord. You can find the link on the Ampliverse Discord on our show notes. If you'd like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampliverse.com. And you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. We are a proud podcast on the Ampliverse. So find our other shows and essays on theampliverse.com and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at The Ampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our lilies of the valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.
Discovering voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.